This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. General Abdel Fattah Burhan, who led this week's coup in Sudan, has vowed to usher the country to an elected government. He first gained prominence in 2019 when he and other generals toppled longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir under pressure from mass demonstrations. The 61-year-old Burhan has powerful allies, including Gulf nations and a feared Sudanese paramilitary commander, who heads the Rapid Support Forces, which grew out of the Janjaweed militias, notorious for atrocities and rapes during the Darfur conflict. Monday's coup was a resounding signal that Burhan appears intent on keeping the military firmly in control, despite a pressure at home and abroad for greater democracy and a return to a civilian government. State oil company workers and doctors in Sudan said Wednesday they were joining protests against the military coup that has derailed the country's planned transition to democracy. Thousands of people have taken to the streets since Monday's takeover, and several have been killed in clashes with security forces. Three Pakistani police officers were killed and 70 others wounded at a rally of a banned Islamist group, Pakistan's interior minister said Wednesday. Eight of those wounded were in critical condition, the interior minister told reporters, adding that paramilitary troops in the country's eastern province of Punjab had been called on to help manage the situation for the next 60 days. America's armed services will have to keep better track of their guns and explosives under changes Congress is set to require. It's one response to an Associated Press investigation that showed firearms stolen from U.S. bases have resurfaced in violent crimes. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States moved a step closer to expanding COVID-19 vaccinations for millions more children as government advisors on Tuesday endorsed kid-sized doses of Pfizer's shots for 5 to 11-year-olds. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel voted unanimously, with one abstention, that the vaccine's benefits in preventing COVID-19 in that age group outweigh any potential risks. Hundreds of supporters of the Christian Lebanese Forces Party on Wednesday blocked roads to leader Samir Jaja's residence as he failed to turn up for a hearing at Army Intelligence over fatal clashes in Beirut. Jaja was summoned to the hearing amid claims by the Iranian-backed Hezbollah and its ally, the Amal movement, that Lebanese forces supporters shot dead seven of their followers in clashes October 14th. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission has revoked permission for China Telecom, a Chinese state-owned telecommunications company, to operate in the United States, citing national security concerns. Tuesday's decision by the FCC, which regulates all telephone, wireless, and video communications in the U.S., requires the company's subsidiary, China Telecom Americas, to discontinue all services within 60 days, ending its 20-year operation in the U.S. The agency said the firm's control by the Chinese government provides it opportunities to, quote, access, store, disrupt, and/or misroute U.S. communications, end quote. A spokesperson for China Telecom, China's largest telecommunications company, called the FCC decision disappointing. This is the latest move by the U.S. government to limit access to U.S. technology and markets to Chinese-based communication companies that began during the administration of former President Donald Trump. French fishermen lack half of the licenses that would allow them to fish inside British territorial waters and which Paris says are owed to them after Brexit, a French government spokesperson said Wednesday. He said France was drawing up a list of sanctions that it could make public as early as Thursday. He added some of the sanctions would come into effect starting November 1st if France felt insufficient progress had been made. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida Wednesday stressed to Southeast Asian leaders his country's strong opposition to challenges to a free and open maritime order, underscoring regional concerns about China's growing military clout. Kishida took part in a virtual summit with leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, who earlier discussed concerns about militarization and confrontation in the South China Sea.